We're in Siman Shin Samach Zayin, finishing up Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, Misha Ein Ragila Arev, someone who doesn't usually join in the Erev, V'arvim B'nei Achatzer, but he did this time, V'chazamei Ruvah, but then he changed his mind, meaning he said, I'm going back on what I did, I don't want to join in anymore. The Kav HaChaim, the post can point out that it has to be that this was done Erev Shabbos, because if it's after Benish Masha, so the Kav HaChaim says that you can't go back anymore, because once the Shabbos was started Beheter, it remains a Beheter. So if you changed your mind before Shabbos, Tzarech L'achzor V'Liskos, then if he changes his mind and he wants to join back in, then you have to get a Zechiyah from him again. Aval Meragel Arev, but if he normally joins in, Havei Erev Bal Korcho, then they're able to force him, just like we saw that when he normally joins in, the Bnei HaChatzer can go and take stuff from him against his will. So then for sure, where they already have the pass, that they'd be able to do it against his will. Even if he tries to be chozer, he's not able to. In Siman Shin Samaches, Im Achar She'Ervu, Niskalkel Ha'Erev, Sifalef, Ervu, if they made an Erev, V'Achar Kach Niskalkel Ha'Erev, but then something happened to the pass, Uba Achim Bnei HaChatzer Lachzor V'Lasakno, so someone comes to try and fix it again, Im Bala Arvi Ben Arishon, if he's using the same type of bread that they had used originally, Afilu Kala, even if it had completely disappeared, Einu Tzarech Lodiyah, he doesn't have to tell anyone, because we could assume that, just like they were okay with it in the first place, they continued to be okay with it. Even if he's using their stuff, it's okay, because they're clearly okay with that min. But if he wants to use a different min, if it completely disappeared in the first place, then he has to tell them, if he's using their stuff, that he wants to use a different min. But if he's using his own stuff, doesn't have to tell him anything. But if the first didn't disappear, rather it just shrank, even if he was using their stuff, he doesn't have to tell them. The Mishnah Berurah explained that this is talking about the first Shabbos, and that the pas got ruined even before the first Shabbos, because if it happened after Shabbos started, then you don't need to do anything, even if it disappears, because we saw once the Shabbos was Hutra, it was Hutra. And if we're talking about the second Shabbos, then even if it disappeared, and you would need to make a new Erev, still, if it only became lessened, it only shrunk a little bit, but some still remains, then you wouldn't need a tikkun at all, since the shear Erev Benish Mashos of the first Shabbos was the correct shear, then it remains as long as some of the bread remains. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't need to tell us that if it only went down a little bit, then you don't need to tell them. You wouldn't need to do anything. You wouldn't need to do a tikkun at all if the bread lessened in this year. So therefore, we must be talking about a case of the first Shabbos. And you don't need to tell them if you're doing the same min, because we assume the chazaka that they were okay with it. But if you're changing it and the first min disappeared, then it's like you're making an entirely new Erev, and that's why you would need to tell them. Again, if you're using your own stuff, so then you wouldn't need to tell them, as Mishnah Berurah explains, because of course they're going to be okay with you, any min, since you're the one that's doing it, and you're not using any of their stuff. Siv Beis, Nitosu Diyor B'chatzer, if new people move into the Chatzer, Im Habayis Pasul Chashtei Chatzeros, if their house is open to two Chatzeros Tzarech Lodim, then you need to tell them, hey, we want you to join in our Erev. Neshulayin Arotzim Larvim Elo, because maybe they don't want to join in, because they're planning on using that other Chatzer, and not this Chatzer, so you would need to tell them. Siv Gimel, Kama Hushir Ha'Erev B'tchilaso, how much does the Erev have to be in the first place? B'zman Shem Shmona Asar O Pachos, if there are 18 people, so then it needs to be at least a grogaris of pas for each person, so 18 grogaris.